time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 17th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. You might notice some buildings in Santa Rosa getting a minor makeover next time you head downtown. The city is distributing over $500,000 in grants to fund exterior improvements on small business buildings around town. The grants range from $2,500 to $40,000, depending on the need. The money comes from the Small Business Support Program put together by the City of Santa Rosa. It uses money from the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. Santa Rosa police dog Ghost was honored on Sunday by Congressman Mike Thompson at his annual Public Safety Heroes reception. Ghost is a 2-year-old Belgian Malinois who, along with his partner, Officer Aaron Gonzalez Campos, has removed 13 illegal firearms over the past year, along with having over 240 hours of canine patrol tactics training and 200 hours of canine firearms detection training. Representative Thompson presented a congressional record certificate to each recipient, including Ghost, which was permanently memorialized in the congressional record. Ghost was also presented with a congressional dog collar and personalized dog tag, which he proudly accepted. Petaluma's Schulenberger Park is back to being fully open this week after PG&E completed work on a gas pipeline replacement. There has been limited access since October while a new 16-inch pipeline was installed. In sports, Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce has announced his retirement after 13 seasons in the NFL, and the Warriors take on Utah tonight. Your forecast: areas of dense fog this morning, even a little drizzle, then partly cloudy with upper 50s. Tonight, mainly cloudy, more areas of fog, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with low 60s. Rain is back Friday afternoon. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Listen up, Sonoma County. There's a new sheriff in town. And cockroaches, ants, mice, termites, it don't matter to him. He's here to run them all straight out of town. Geoco Pest Control is here, Sonoma County, and they're laying down the law. When you call Geoco Pest Control, those no-good varmints and pesky insects are as good as dead. The posse at Geoco are the best in the biz, fully licensed and insured, and ready to track down any pest problems you can shoot at them. I just look at their reviews. Nothing but happy campers. Commercial or residential, if you're having a pest problem and you don't call Geoco Pest Control, well, you might just be plum crazy. Call today, 707-658-1282, or check them out on the old interwebs. Now get along, little doggy.
Geoco Pest Control, locally owned and family operated, a division of Joe Bikini Construction, online at giocopestcontrol.com.
Hello, we're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups.
In telehealth.
In cancer screenings.
In prenatal care.
In healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
Make your resolution for fun and excitement at River Rock Casino during the $150,000 car and cash giveaway. Join us on Saturday, January 20th for our second New Year's celebration that will have you cruising into 2024 with cash, class, and a new Cadillac CT4. Join the club and start earning drawing tickets. Details at riverrockcasino.com. Win your share of over $150,000 as we usher in the new year at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
102.7, the Wolfric Michaels here. Stretch of Highway 12 in Santa Rosa scheduled for daytime and overnight closures later this month. I do believe it'll be the weekend of the 26th of January. Eastbound Highway 12 will be closed, and that'll be from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Friday through Sunday.
I'll be watching you.
change the station, even if you get out of the car.
What's that?
Take us with you on the Wolf app.
Wow.
Download it for free in your app store.
You're everywhere.
You're everywhere.
You're everywhere.
You're welcome. 102.7 The Wolf.
Moving on the floor now, baby.
can now listen to The Wolf on a new frequency.
Awesome, yes.
More music, more fun, and great coverage in Petaluma. Catch us on our new frequency and find out what you've been missing.
Better.
As always, you'll find us at 102.7, but now we're also at 102.5.
Turn it up.
Turn this up.
Turn it up.
We're taking over the airwaves. The Wolf, 102.7 and 102.5.
Final check of the roadways as we get closer to 9 o'clock and the kickoff to your 9 to 5 workday from the Hodgett and Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
The mess continues into and out of downtown. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Indeed.com. Northbound 101 bogging down as usual. Golf Course Drive into downtown. A crash just before Highway 12 is being moved out of the middle lane. It will continue slow, too, through the 12 interchange and all the way to Mark West Springs Road because of an earlier accident. And now we have problems on southbound 101 as you make your way into Fulton. Just just passed Airport Boulevard. A four-vehicle pileup being moved over to the right-hand shoulder, but you're backed up well beyond Shiloh Road there. New year, new hiring needs. Indeed's end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting Indeed.com/credit. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
I don't think that they'd understand. Well, Everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know.
Sonoma County, you're listening to The Wolf.
KWVF Guerneville, KHTH HD3 Santa Rosa.
102.7 The Wolf.